everyone. It's me,
Molly.
Molly, up and Molly.
If that theme song sounds familiar, you already know about the PBS show that's making history, that stars Molly, an Alaska Native child, exploring the state with her friends. One episode of the new season explores Filipino identity through Vera Malacos, the show's Philly Baskin or Filipino Athabascan character.
Are you okay, Vera?
I was thinking about my mom and how she misses Sinuguan festivals back in the Philippines. I wish we had them here.
Vera has been a side character in previous episodes of the show, but show writer Vera Starbird wanted to see more of her. For Starbird, who is Tlingit and Denaina, Filipino culture was a large part of her community growing up in Alaska.
I really thought lumpia was this indigenous Alaska Native food, and I won't even say how old I was when I realized it was really not.
In the episode, Vera, the character, wants to surprise her mom by making lumpia, a Filipino spring roll, for a cultural festival, so she and Molly have to steal the recipe without her mom noticing. Starbird said that food is a great opportunity for children to learn about other cultures.
Food is one of those underestimated pieces of culture as far as its impact, and that became an important part of the episode as far as here's how we can share culture, here's how we can mix culture, and that is understandable to kids. They get it. They get that this food is different and this food is familiar to them, and mixing them could be cool, and this is what you can learn about a culture from literally tasting it.
Starbird invited E.J. David to contribute to this episode. David is a professor of psychology at the University of Alaska Anchorage. He's also a father to four Filipino Athabascan children. And he's the one who coined the phrase Philly Baskin.
Seeing yourself on mainstream TV and knowing that a lot of people put a lot of work into it and a lot of people put a lot of resource into it, you know, it legitimizes who you are. It tells you that your identity and your culture and your heritage, that those things are valuable. Right.
David wanted it to be clear that the show didn't make it seem like all Filipino culture was the same. Vera Malacos is Kampampagan, like David, and celebrating a Kampampagan festival made it so her identity was specific and real. And David was excited that Vera's last name, Malacos, means strong in the Tagalog language. Both David and Starbird grew up without representation of themselves on kids' shows, so this show means preventing that experience for future generations.
And so then the opposite message is conveyed when you don't see yourself on these shows, right? It makes you, you know, the message that it conveys to you is that who you are and your identity and your heritage and your culture are not valuable enough. They're not worthy enough to be invested in, right? To put resources in. And so that's what I felt growing up.
Before Molly of Denali first aired, Starbird went to the PBS station in Boston, to the children's program wing.
And you look around and there's Curious George and Clifford the Big Red Dog and Arthur, and realizing, oh gosh, Molly is going to be a part of this, and there's no Alaska Native child that's ever going to not have that experience of seeing themselves on the screen.
For Alaska's Filipino population, that also becomes true.
The Philly Baskin Chef!
The Philly Baskin Chefs episode premieres this week on PBS stations and PBS.org. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry.